Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gigger's Showing.
Indeed it is. Live music, arts market, food, performances, it's all go today in the CBD. And I'm here with Larry Morena and Gus Morena from the Button Factory.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Fabulous.
Thank you for coming up this morning to tell us about a huge day you've got at the Button Factory today. And Gus, we were just chatting about David Byrne. You went to his last gig.
Yeah. That's like really something that you've never seen or can't see anywhere. Like 14-piece band, all playing, all dancing, all the time. Just that term, bring the house down, is they invented that. Just, well, himself, he's just like a performer and he can hold the crowd. But this is like spectacular.
Right, and he's back again and bringing 13 of those musicians from the American Utopia Band. Yeah. But you said they did something quite, different on stage.
Well, I think different in the sense that, as I say, they have all their instruments strapped to them and unconnected wirelessly. So everything that you hear, obviously, and see is produced right there and then. So there is no like backing track or anything. So they all dance. It's like a unfolding carnival, like goes in front of your eyes, and like what noise they produce is just like spectacular.
So you'll be going in January then?
Absolutely. I'm just thinking, who do I take for that kind of ticket price?
But yeah, I shouldn't have mentioned the ticket price, but I'm always interested to see how much it costs.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's yeah. Those things cost that much for a reason.
Yeah, definitely. They do. And to, yeah, just to get all of those people here, the whole rig, everything, it's huge money from their end of things. So anyway, we're not here to discuss David Byrne. We're here to discuss the Button Factory's first birthday today. Congratulations. You've lasted a year.
Well put.
How's it been, the year, Larry? How's the year been?
Yeah, big.
Big.
It was a great year, actually. Like, I feel we've accomplished so much more than I expected. Like, everything that's happened in this year is just, yeah, big.
So the Button Factory, for those who are new to this venue, Gus, tell me where it is, and when it's open.
In the very heart of Auckland. If you look at the Auckland map, it's kind of a beating heart in the middle, just off Newton, so easily accessible from east, west, south, wherever you're coming from, north. Kind of on a intersection between Ponsonby and K Road, so really accessible from the city, from Grey Lynn, from any direction.
I haven't been there, so
plenty
I know
of parking.
Let's say the Caltex service station. Where are you in relation to that?
I think it's a mobile, not Caltex.
Oh, is it not Caltex?
I think it's mobile.
Oh, mobile.
Mobile. Yeah.
Yes, sorry. Yeah. Yes, it is probably.
Yeah. So kind of across the road.
Well done.
You know that big.
Yeah.
Black Panther kind of mural.
Building.
Mural, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
mural.
Us. Yeah, that's us. That car park, Wilson car park, and there's a big mural,
yes,
on K Road, across the road from Mobile. That's us.
Got it. Okay. And today, first birthday celebrations, and thank you for coming in today, because I know it's going to be a huge day for you. There's a market, there are performances, there's all sorts of things going on, not just the bands later on. So what time does everything kick off, Larry?
2 p.m. today, we kick off with the market and our kids program. So from 2 to 4, we've got a kids program at the Button Factory and then the markets.
Okay. So the kids program, what does that entail if people want to bring their children along?
Yes, so we start with animal yoga.
Animal yoga?
Yeah, so it's like a kids-friendly yoga program.
Yeah, you pretend you're an animal?
Yeah, like all the different yoga animals. You know, you can be a dog, downward facing dog,
them
like
with,
a swan.
With shivasanas and stuff, you say, do this as a lion.
Right, that's a great idea. Okay, so the kids do yoga, that's great.
Exactly, and then we do an ecstatic dance, a family dance. So it's pretty much like a kids party.
Fabulous. And food as well. There's not just music, but there's food too. So who's coming to serve us?
We've got Lolo's Pizza, or Lolo's Pizza Rave, and Celeno Health. So we've got pizza, and then we've got a cacao and maca stall as well.
Great. Okay, so those are the surrounding things to the actual celebrations. What else did I see? You got a fire eater? No, or somebody.
Sword swallowing? Sword swallowing? That's one of the performance
sword
acts.
Sword swallower, okay.
Yeah, we have stilt walkers, we have a fire show, we have a silent disco. There's really something for everyone.
Okay, and music-wise, that goes later on in the day. So the actual lineup for the musicians, Gus, who's playing?
We start off with some live music. So we start with a bang. We start with live drumming. We have a 20-piece drummers band led by Jimmy Dale. And we bring it down for a little, for a bit of poetry. And then we're going to have a cake and these kind of formal proceedings and speeches. And then we really...
A cake?
Yeah. Cakes, I should
say.
Well,
it is actually five cakes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is not about, but in fact, this is about people. This is about everybody who's been involved. And then we want to make them, like, their birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's nice. The blurb that you write about the Button Factory is so charming. It's just lovely because it's all about empathy, collaboration, community, making a community in the city, and that's something that's got to be celebrated after
Absolutely.
A year.
Absolutely. Well, we met a year ago, five of us, and kind of familiar strangers. In 5 minutes, we agreed that this is needed without, like, any business plan. And then within next 5 months, 5,000 people have kind of recognized that, I'm figuratively speaking, and that's been like that expansion, that ripple has been growing, and it really is owned by everybody. That's the beauty of it, and that's its uniqueness. It's not like a venue. It's like your living room.
I like it. Okay, I haven't been, so that's why I'm asking all these questions. I love to come to find exactly where it is, opposite the Mobile, not the Caltechs.
Yeah.
Right. A couple of the artists who are playing tonight, you've got some DJs, but also Strangely Arousing.
Yes. Straight back from their China tour. They had 10 nights in China. Big concerts, and we're lucky to have them back. Zola Nova opens, a big 8-piece band, followed by... Are the Strangely Arousing also 8? I think they are.
There's 4. Four or 5.
Five.
Yeah.
So we got 28, 5.
And then 1.
And then 1.
28, 5, and then 1?
Okay. Well, yeah, DJ. Yeah.
DJ, all
yeah,
right. Yeah, yeah. So what do you want to play first? I've got the Zola Nova track or the Strangely Arousing track. Should we go in order of that of their appearance?
Yeah, I think we're open with Zola Nova.
Zola Nova and Super Lover playing at the Button Factory. What time is Zola Nova on?
They're on at 7:45.
7:45, okay. Let's have a listen to, if you're in the city tonight and you'd like to go to the Button Factory's first birthday celebrations, not just tonight, all day from 2 o'clock. So it's a place to hang out in the city. This is Zola Nova and Super Lover.
27 on this oath, and honey, I'm still learning my worth. But I know that I come first, cause I'm my own greatest lover. I spent a lot of time with me, trying to find a way to be, standing on my own 2 feet, to be my own super lover. Super lover. Super lover. Super lover. To be my own super lover. If you're lacking in self-love,
you know I love you, honey.
Know that there's no one above.
No one above you, mommy.
Be the one you're thinking of. Your own greatest lover. Ooh. And though I still have my doubts of how I could be more myself, I know I was born to be my own super lover. Super lover. Super lover. Super lover. Super lover, super lover,
looking so cute, honey, yeah, like you do. Got your own vibe and yeah, you know how to be your own lover, yeah, honey, that's you.
There you go, that's Zola Nova and Super Lover, and Zola Nova playing tonight at the Button Factory's first birthday, which we're celebrating on the Saturday Spring. It's an all-day thing from 2 o'clock this afternoon. There's a kids' show, we just heard about that, and animal yoga.
Correct, yeah.
That's what you called it. Yeah, I love that. Roving performers and something if you just want to browse a market or two. You've also got a vintage clothing market happening today as well.
Yeah, that is right. So the market is happening on the opposite side at the Old Folks Association and then on the street on Abbey Street as well. And we've got all sorts of different offers. There will be a plant shop. There will be different clothes items, vintage items. There's arts and crafts. So everyone who does any self-made like jewellery or art or anything handmade really will be offered. And then there will also be a little art gallery section.
Oh, how wonderful. Well. What time does that start?
That's from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. and right. Entry is fully free.
Nice. So you can just pop along at the Old Folks Association. I'm geographically working out where that is.
Yeah. Abbey Street. Yeah.
Yeah, Abbey Street, which runs parallel to Kay Road, that little street behind that. Yeah. And the Old Folks Association, they've let you use the building.
Yes.
That's nice.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We're experimenting with spilling out on the streets and like making that kind of like a cluster of happening and building a subculture, you know, saying this is our city, we can do these things. Because the Button Factory is actually kind of conceived like a continuation of what happens over summer in New Zealand, like with the arts and music festivals. And then the summer comes to an end and people are like, it's winter, but there's Button Factory now.
Yeah, and first birthday.
Yes, and that's what we thankful for this weather.
Yeah, the weather is so perfect for you today. Yeah. So that was nice of the Old Folks Association to let you use the venue.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're great friends. There's quite a few community kind of focused groups around. There's Charlotte Museum, there's Rainbow Ute, but we're quite connected. And also, I really want to thank for great support for the KRO Business Association. They're always backing us up and helped us with this as well.
Great. So in terms of the stalls that are there at the craft market, and is it like absolutely packed with people? I mean, are you going to find one rack of clothes or 20?
We've got 20 stalls in total.
20, wow, okay.
Yeah. So 25 with the outside part. Yeah. So there will definitely be around 5-6 clothes stalls, and then the rest will be arts and crafts.
Fantastic. What a great way to spend the day, and it's beautiful weather today.
While that's all happening out on the street and all folks upstairs, we have our galleries open before the all kids' activities, and after we have Sam Doran exhibiting, and he's going to be live painting while the gallery's open for people to come and experience.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So the easel is set up.
Yeah, he's got to have a set up similar to how this is done at festivals.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of the projecting that collective energy onto the canvas and making a visual record of, when I say record, abstract record of...
Yeah, abstract, okay. Yeah. But the exhibition is there as well.
Exhibition is there, yeah. Exhibition has been opened on the beginning of the month, runs to the end of the month. Every month we have a different artist come and exhibit.
What a wonderful place. Have you enjoyed the year?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's a blessing being there. It's a blessing just having all this talent and all this beauty come to you and everybody contributing their energy, and the whole place is vibrating. We're kind of in a little cloud of, well, there's a lot of hard work that not many people kind of see, but being there is a vibe.
Oh, well, happy birthday to the Button Factory, and I hope today, it'll be a wonderful celebration of the year that you've had, and what an amazing coming together of all of these people to celebrate with you. And for people who are listening and looking for just something to do today, maybe with the kids, or just pop down and look at the craft market if they don't want to go to the gig tonight, very welcome, obviously.
Well, we're talking about today. It's every day. We have over 30 events a week. So on any given weekend, we have 7 events back to back. So anytime, you're welcome. Everybody's welcome. There's always something to see, to do, to meet, to interact, cross-pollinate. It's multicultural, multi-generational. Vellum Factory is like a hive.
Aren't you tired?
Depends when you ask me.
Yeah, this is so absolutely full on. Larry, is this mostly behind the scenes? Gus was looking at you. Do you do a lot of this organisation?
Yes, yeah. I think I took on the birthday party. I come from a festival background, so it's just natural for me to do these productions. And this is our biggest production so far, with like 14 hours running, three different stages at the same time. But it was a lot of fun. Yes, it's a lot of work, but I can't wait to just sit back, relax tonight, just watch the people dance, have a smile on the dance floor. That's what it's all about.
Fabulous. All right, so Strangely Arousing, we briefly mentioned them before, playing tonight. And what time are they on?
They're on from 9 p.m.
From 9 o'clock, and everything wraps up sort of 11 or something like that, does it? What happens on a Saturday night?
We go to late.
What?
You can stay as long as you like.
Yes. No, we're gonna keep going tonight. We're gonna keep going. I'm not going to put an end time on it.
Do you have any sound restrictions there?
Not per se. Well, we're in kind of industrial zone. There is not too many residential around. Yeah, we haven't had major problems, and also we're really mindful as well. So we don't go out. We don't go crazy.
Yeah.
And for most part, it's alcohol free. It's all like within a whole year on Cairo, we haven't had a single minor accident of any sort. So, like, neighbors love us, and we have no problems.
Yeah, that's a good point. Alcohol free. So, yeah. No bar running.
No bar running. Well, exception for tonight, I should say.
Okay.
Yeah. Special event. But in general, no bar running.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free entry. No, like, there is no. During the day or whenever, apart from the events, everybody's welcome. So it's a hangout space. It's a community hub.
Okay, and what about tonight? Is there a door charge?
Yes. Well, so the first part.
Yeah, so from 6 p.m. onwards, there will be ticketed, and we still have a couple of tickets. We're really heading towards sellout now, but there's a few tickets left just on our website, and it's $40.
Okay, so your website is?
TheButtonFactory.co.nz.
Okay, got it. So if anybody would like to go tonight, a few tickets left. And this band on tonight, Strangely Arousing, as well as Zola Nova, and DJs. I mean, that's the when you say it's going to go on for
that's
quite some time.
Yeah, so from 10 p.m. then we've got the DJs.
Right, till whatever. Larry and Gus, lovely to meet you, and thank you for coming up, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He's strangely, yep, Strangely Arousing in Kupenga.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.